All right. Welcome to the inaugural podcast of Nate and Deanne, also known as...
The Tipplers.
That's right. And for any of you who care, I guess probably not many, I was just an idiot and overwrote the original webcast of Nate and Deanne, the Tipplers.
During which we actually had an explanation of what a tippler actually was. So hopefully Nate can elaborate more on that again.
I closed the definition page. But anyways, recalling from memory.
To tipple is to drink. And I'm not sure if tippler is actually a noun, but we've made it one.
Well, it's one of those things that topples cars, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not really how we're using it.
I know, but it's a pretty cool way to do it. I think that getting drunk and toppling cars are pretty much, I mean,
that sounds like a regular Saturday night to me.
Yeah, that describes us perfectly.
Actually, I think that that car toppling thing is actually just called a tipple.
A tipple?
Just a tipple.
Aw, but what does it do? What is the action? It's a tippler.
It's a toppler.
Tippler toppler. That could be like a kid's toy.
I know, it sounds like,
you know,
a
like those wibble wobbles or whatever they were called.
A weebolo.
You know? A weebolo. That is,
or is that a Boy Scout?
That's a Boy Scout, yeah. I was a weebolo at what's good. What is it? It stands for something too. It's like we be loyal scouts or some. Like, essentially the Boy Scouts are like the lamest paramilitary organization in the entire world.
And obviously grammar and language is not an emphasis. More outdoor survivalist skills.
Yeah, if you can use a knife and tie some knots, you don't need to know grammar.
It's true.
And I actually never learned anything from them. It was like the worst experience of my life being a Boy Scout.
You're not super outdoorsy, so I'm surprised that that was even something you'd signed up for to begin with.
Well, I signed up for it when I was in like second grade. You know, they came around to our classroom and they had these little pamphlets. And anyway, the selling point was that if you signed up for the Boy Scouts, you could get a Boy Scout knife. And I, you know, being in second grade, I was like, fuck yeah, I want a knife.
What second grade boy doesn't?
Yeah.
What second grade boy can't be trusted with a knife? Well, that's an excellent marketing plan. I'm pretty
yeah.
sure Hitler Youth did something along those lines, too.
Yeah, so me and all my friends signed up for the Boy Scouts, like, on the spot, you know? Or it was the Cub Scouts then. You know, that was back before Boy Scouts, you know, it's more official.
Like pre-Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, Cub Scouts is learning a whole bunch of, you know, they have a whole bunch of acronyms that you have to, like, learn.
Weebolo.
Yeah, there you go. That wasn't even, there are more that I don't remember now because they were all really lame, but it was like kindness, loyalty, you know, it's all this stuff that they're indoctrinating our youth with,
all
essentially.
All those terrible values.
Yeah,
kindness,
right.
Kindness and loyalty.
And, you know, then past that, I don't even, like, we'd always have, like, little projects, you know, we'd make, like, a birdhouse or something.
Yeah, yeah. So. I was a Girl Scout, it was kind of the same deal. And I got recruited the same way that you did. They came to our first grade classroom.
They didn't give you knives, though. They probably were like, if you do this, you can grow up and cook stuff for your husband.
No, they actually just promised us refreshments. And that was enough to entice me.
Wow, you're an easier sell than I am. I probably wouldn't have done anything for free refreshments until I was like 19.
No, but I was a Girl Scout for a few years. And if there's anything more frustrating than being a Boy Scout, it's being a Girl Scout. Because Girl Scouts are typically led by the troop mother. And the troop mother is usually someone's mom, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, my cub leader was my dad.
Oh,
you know,
really?
we had all our meetings in, like, his garage.
So
our
was
garage.
He, you know, really militant about making sure you sold the most popcorn?
No, we didn't actually do any fundraisers.
You're kidding.
No.
I thought that was part of the appeal. You know, winning, like, a free
player
or something.
Now that I go think again, we did in Boy Scouts, not in Cub Scouts. In Boy Scouts, we did do, like, selling stuff because, you know, everything needs, like, you know, they needed to fund trips, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole point. But it was, I was in like the worst Boy Scout troop ever. Because the Boy Scouts are supposed to be outdoorsy, you know. I was in there for like 4 years, and we only went on 2 camping trips, and both of them were like single night camping trips.
Well, you guys really weren't salesmen, apparently.
No, well, even then, like, I don't even know what they did with the money, because I made a couple $100 for them, you know, every time, selling whatever it was, flowers or something.
Flowers? Yeah. That's gay.
Unlike the Boy Scouts in general.
Yeah. No, we, of course, you know, sold Girl Scout cookies. And there's a prize for the girl that sells the most cookies. But in our troop, there was really no point because Kana's mom, the troop leader, sold more cookies than all of the girls combined. And, you know, and she did it in the name of her daughter. And it was really upsetting being, you know, 6 or 7 years old, selling on your own. And my dad didn't sell for me. You know, like a lot of dads bring in the sheet to work and they really peddle those cookies hard. My dad isn't like a get-in-your-face kind of person. He's in sales, but he actually failed miserably at cookie sales. He would just hide the sheet in his desk, and if someone asked him about it, then he'd be like, oh yeah, I got that. But otherwise, you know, he didn't really make a point to let people know. And so, of course, I barely sold any cookies at all. Unlike Kana, whose mom really, you know, took to the streets.
Yeah, some people are like that, you know. Like, I never really pushed, you know, but like my sister was in, she was a synchronized swimmer, and she was like on this team that was really poor, you know, the team itself was like small, there was only like 5 or 6 girls on the whole team, and so to do anything, they all had to like go out and just like push for everything, and so she and my mom would sell, like, they sold poinsettias, was their yearly thing, you know, around Christmas time, and they'd sell like a freaking million poinsettias. You know, they had, like, the local banks all buying, like, 100 mm-hmm. at a time, and, you know, churches, and they'd go to, you know, all the old people at church and play off the I've got a cute kid who needs money card.
See, that's exactly what my mom was against. My mom did not believe in selling anything in the name of cute children.
Yeah. Your mom sounds kind of crazy, though, just, you know, on a side note.
No, she's a little bit crazy. We weren't allowed to watch any of the PBS shows because they were too liberal.
Yeah, I could see all those, you know, like Jordy LaForge reading books to you.
Yeah, no, reading Rainbow, never got to watch it.
Oh, that's too liberal. So sad. I loved reading Rainbow.
There's a black guy hosting, no way.
Yeah, right? Not only that, but a black guy from the future. Jesus.
Yeah, no, commie. Commie propaganda.
Yep. What else was, like, what were my other... Oh, did you ever watch Ghost Rider?
No, what's that?
Oh, it was a great show about, there's these kids, you know. It was, like, it was kind of like a weird takeoff of Lassie, as I remember it, where there was, like, you know, Lassie was always helping them out as situations. Well, the Ghost Rider was this little, like, dot that would, like, read through books and find the answer for whatever problem they were looking for, you know? So they'd go to the library and open up a book, and the little blue dot would, like, be like, ooh, this is where you want to read, you know? And then
reading
they'd go off and solve
the problem. Reading is for elitist liberal assholes.
Well, that is absolutely true. I mean, look at our, you know, collegiate institutions now. All they do is promote reading.
Exactly, and who can relate to that?
People they're required to buy X number of books every few months.
And the funny thing is, like, your average college student is a terrible reader, or at least at CSU.
They're great highlighters, though.
Yeah, no, and they're really good at looking for specific answers in the book.
It's because they all watch Ghost Rider.
Mm.
See? It was like the original highlighter.
Yeah, I'm sure highlighters were never in existence prior to that.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go grab another beer.
Okay. Here, I got this too.
Can you actually get me a beer? Your dog is laying on my arm, and I feel guilty. Feel guilty getting up.
He's used to it. He totally just wants that spot. That's why he's like lying on the left side.
I know, and he's making me think that he's like, you know, really into cuddling, that he wants to be with me.
I'm sure he doesn't mind. You know, I bet he likes you.
Oh, well enough anyway. He's been nibbling on my sweater all day.
Yeah. To be fair, that sweater looks, you know, delicious.
Well, I actually thought that when I put it on this morning. I was like, what do I own that really looks extra edible so that your dog, you know, makes point to chew all over me.
Do you, like, keep some of your, like, extremely edible clothes at home just so that you yourself can chew on them?
Well, actually, right now, my bacon sweaters are in the wash. Otherwise, I would have worn that today.
Don't put them in the dryer, because then they'll never be wearable again, you know?
No, when I put them in the dryer, it just makes my house smell amazing.
Plus, if they shrink, you can just give them to Bill.
Wear a little belly bacon shirt.
I think he'd look cute with a belly bacon shirt.
Does Tina Brown think Hillary looks fat?
I think she does.
Sorry, this is just the headline that Nate's got pulled up right now. I'd lean in to read it, but again, I'm worried about
upsetting
the dog.
Dog's opinions are very highly... So the whole thing is that, you know, Hillary Clinton, I think that there's nothing worse for, like, your physical health, really, than being in public office.
That's true. That's probably true.
They maybe not, like, local public, but, like, federal level public office. They all, like, age fucking, you know, 10 years in a month.
That's true.
And so along those same lines, Hillary now that she's, what, Secretary of State, right? She is all fat. And so...
It's not like she was ever perfectly svelte. You know, like she was just a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean...
That's true, but she wasn't... I mean, she still maintained a decent weight, I guess. Nobody ever looked at her and said, oh, she's fat, up until now.
Now, who's Tina Brown?
I have no idea. But I just like the article headline, which is... You know, does Tina Brown think Hillary looks fat?
Is that in the news?
Well, here's the thing. It's like, it's a cleverly placed... Because, first of all, if somebody said the name Tina Brown to me, I would not care. But this one introduces it like she's somebody, you know?
Now you wonder.
Now I think that she's like a notable person. And secondly, it's not whether Hillary is fat or not is not whether what's being debated. It's what Tina Brown thinks of her.
Well, the question, does she think Hillary's fat?
I don't know. Like, that's... And it makes me care about somebody who I have never even heard of before. It, like, makes her opinion worthwhile. And yet it's not. Welcome to the world of news.
Lady Gaga eyes legal action over breast milk ice cream. That's so funny.
Breast milk ice cream?
Yeah, right? Well, first of all, who makes ice cream out of breast milk?
They made cheese out of breast milk recently, and that was a headline. That's been a popular headline, various breast milk foods.
I've never actually tasted breast milk, like, since I was a one or whatever.
One?
Like...
You were drinking breast milk at 1 year
ago. I don't remember when I stopped, but it was before I stopped remember anything. Before I started remember anything. But, I mean, like, when I lived with my sister, when she was, like, having her kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She would, like... pump herself and then save it in the refrigerator because morning or whatever, or when she was out away from the baby, and it like didn't smell good. It didn't smell like anything I would like to drink.
Why were you sniffing your sister's breast?
Well, it was impossible not to smell, you know.
What do you
especially
mean?
Like when I'm like fixing it up for the kid, you know, if I have to like pour it into the bottle, you know.
What did it smell like?
It smelled like sour, almost like... Kind of, like, if I would make cheese out of it, I would expect it to be stinky cheese.
It probably was stinky cheese.
I guess. Maybe it's good for cheese, then. Maybe it's, like, a delicacy.
Well, they had it at a like, deli or something recently.
Like, locally?
Not here. Again, I think it might have been in London. Or maybe New York. One of those big cities.
Okay.
Where people might be interested enough to try it. Why is Lady Gaga suing? What does that have to do with her?
Apparently...
Using her breast milk?
I doubt she'd know the difference, you know? They probably would, like, just sneak into her house when she's passed out, drunk, and on drugs, and, you know, probably, you know, didn't even have the wherewithal to take off her meat jacket. But
she probably has spiked breast milk.
Yeah, right? She doesn't even know she's lactating. They just keep it hidden from her. But so the breast milk ice cream is named Baby Gaga. And that's why she's suing, is because it has the word Gaga in it.
Oh.
Oh. It's not good to burp into a mic.
Why
that's
not?
What I hear. Our two, maybe even three listeners, I don't think would appreciate it.
We might not have any listeners. Once you put this all together.
I think if you tweet it, at least Dave will listen, right?
That's possible.
Dave, if you're listening to this right now,
dude,
what's up?
For those of you who don't know, and I'm not going to tweet about this because I actually don't want Dave to hear this, but Dave is my old roommate, and the man sweats like you would not believe. I mean, he sweats without doing any physical activity. He sits on the couch, he plays video games, and he gets so into the game that he's playing, which is typically Call of Duty, that he begins sweating bullets. It got to the point that by the time I moved out, I couldn't even sit on my own couch. I had to get it professionally cleaned before I was able to sit on it and not smell him. It made me gag. It was horrific.
I don't understand why you let Dave move in with you in the first place.
He needed a place to go, and I wanted to cut down on rent a little bit. I had a perfect storm of factors, you know?
I couldn't understand being like, yeah, Dave, come live with me. Like, that guy, I mean, he's not a mean guy by any
sense. No, he's not mean at all.
Yeah, but
he's not
just
nice.
Such a weird guy.
He's just, he's a little bit Asperger's.
I don't know what Asperger's is. What is Asperger's?
It's like fake autism.
Oh, okay.
For nerds. It's another word for social awkwardness.
All right. So it's an excuse to be weird?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, lack of social skills, whatever. Bill's convinced that it's a made-up disorder.
Well, I could, after living with Dave, I would pretty much find any other reason to believe that as well.
God, and he'd walk into a room and he couldn't just say, hey guys, or hello. He'd walk in and he'd say, konnichiwa. Or, hey-o.
Oh, man.
Ugh. I remember the Halloween of my 21st birthday. We were actually talking about that earlier. I got pretty drunk, to say the least. And I was hanging out with a group of guys, and of course, you know, guys can outdrink pretty much any girl. And I don't care what any of you girls say. I can drink any guy under the table. That's not true. No, you can't.
You could probably drink some guys under the table.
Yeah, sure.
If you're,
I can drink Bill under the table any day of the
week.
But that guy.
My dog can drink Bill under the table.
My parrot can drink Bill under the table.
Yeah, right.
But
not much of an accomplishment.
But the average guy can put away quite a bit.
Sure.
You know, at least more than the average girl. That's not to, you know, diminish women's accomplishments. We've got plenty of other accomplishments outside of the field of drinking that we can be proud of. But anyway, that's not even the point.
Not basketball, though. I'm sorry.
Well, no,
I just had to throw that out there.
That's fair. Halloween, 21st birthday, 2006. I get wasted, and my friends take me home. Or to their home, anyway. And I crashed on the couch. And I, of course, you know, got sick. And Dave brought me a mixing bowl, of all things, to throw up in. I don't know why he didn't bring a trash can or something, but instead he brought me a cooking utensil. You know, something that he uses. And I'm puking into this bowl, and they order a pizza, and the pizza guy gets there, and he goes, what's wrong with her? And, you know, my one friend goes, oh, dude, it's Halloween, whatever. And Dave walks up to the guy, he takes the pizza, and he goes, doesn't mean the fun's over for us, though. The pizza guy just looks like horrified. And my other friend looks horrified, and he goes, dude, we're not gonna rape her.
That's so horrible.
I mean, that's just like the lack of social awareness that Dave has.
He would never do anything like that. He was probably trying to upplay his party attitude.
Exactly. We've got a pizza. Yeah. Bunch of guys.
You know, he was probably like, oh man, we're going to sit around and play Call of Duty all night now that we're here.
Oh, back then and it was Halo. But awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He was probably like, this is, you know, we are cool guys. Not we're going to rape the shit out of her.
Good times.
Oh, Dave. Yeah.
Oh, he used to sleep all day and stay up all night. And I'd get home from work at like, you know, 6:30 in the evening, and Dave would be out in the parking lot in his robe and slippers taking his dog out to go pee. He'd just woken up. And, you know, I'd go upstairs, make dinner, watch a little TV, go to bed, and Dave's day was just beginning. You know, he'd sit on that couch.
Just started.
Yeah. He'd sit on the couch and sweat up a storm and play video games all through the night. And I'd wake up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, go out for breakfast, he'd still be there.
Didn't his parents, like, pay for him, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he applied for that, like, grad school position and then quit it, like, a day later, right?
Yeah, I think he actually did go back for it. He's kind of iffy on the grad school thing. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Yeah. I think he ended up going back for it, but he had this sister who he just felt so sorry for. Poor girl, so misguided, dating a loser. Now, mind you, his sister made 70 grand a year out of college. As, I don't know if she's an engineer like he is or what, but whatever it is, she's got a good job. And she's dating a guy who works at Jiffy Lube. Now, Dave was really upset that she would even consider dating a guy who worked at Jiffy Lube. She's got all this education, and she's dating this project boyfriend, you know? And my family has just really emphasized the importance of education, and this guy, he's got none. And I just wanted to be like, Dave, he has a job.
Yeah.
you wish you worked at Jiffy Lube.
At least the people around you do, shit.
Yeah, by your own standards, like, you're not worth dating. Which, in itself, is its own conversation, but I thought it was funny that he would be so disappointed.
Yeah.
That his sister would be dating this employed loser.
I always thought that it was kind of like the new trend, you know, now that, like, women were more empowered and in the workplace and everything, that, like, a lot of women who, like, did get an education and went out and got, like, a good job and were up-and-coming business people or whatever, that they would actually, like, a lot of them prefer a more blue-collar type guy. So that, I don't know, I don't know what the mentality is there, but I've seen a lot of, like, women with, you know, degrees, master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, whatever, that, you know, had, like, good jobs and were dating a lot of, like, more blue-collar people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, men are really more interested in what a woman looks like. Not to say that that's all you guys care about, but it's important. I think women look for a guy who's more mentally stimulating. And so while these women might have boyfriends that are less educated than them for a little while, I don't know if those relationships are necessarily destined to last. Not because she's looking for someone who can take care of her, necessarily, but because she's looking for someone who can actually have a conversation with her. It's not going to bore her to death. I think that's why a lot of times you don't see a lot of older women with younger guys in the same way that you see nasty old guys with hot little women. Well, what you need to do is get a mail order bride, something more exotic, and then that way you can contribute something different to the conversation.
I actually watched the other day, there was like something on it, MSNBC or something, before I canceled my cable. That it was like, you know, these stories, it like took like five guys and who were getting mail order brides, and it showed all of their trials and tribulations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like one guy, his bride never came, cuz they have to, like, you know, they go through this whole process of selection, and then they meet for the first time, and if they still like her and she likes them, and, you know, they have like a translator.
Does she really get that much say?
I think so.
I mean, the way they were making it look, I don't know if that's the way it always works, you know, but the way that they're going to show us on MSNBC, it's not like they were just carting him up and shipping him over.
Like, it kind of seems like if you're in a position to be bought and sold, that you really wouldn't have a whole lot of say in terms of who picks you, who buys you.
Yeah, no, it seemed like, I mean, all these women, like, all the guys, and, you know, the guys would, you know, find a girl in a catalog or whatever, and find one that looked like she had relevant interests and was attractive and all that good stuff. And then they would go over to, you know, Uzbekistan or whatever crazy Istan there was that they were ordering from. And they would meet and sit down, and they'd have, like, a translator there.
Yeah.
That, like, worked for the company that was selling her or whatever, so that they could kind of monitor it. And, so, like, the girl had to say that she was okay with it, too, that she wasn't going to have, like, a horrible life, you know? And so, yeah, all of them were, like, but then I think a lot of them were scam artists, too.
Because the brides or the guys?
The brides, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, at least one of the girls, I wasn't watching too closely, but one of the girls at least,
of course not.
Just like, you know, because, so the guy goes over, meets her, says, you know, okay, yeah, I like this girl, and she likes me and stuff, and then he comes back to America, and 6 months later, or whatever, he sends her, like, $3,000 to pay for packing up all her stuff and buying the plane ticket and moving out to the U.S., you know, and then he just goes and waits at the airport. And, yeah, like, one of them just never showed.
That's a good business to get into. Because, like, you can't... Or, I mean, what are the laws about surrounding that?
Well, I mean, are there any?
I don't know. It's international law.
Well, but the U.S. doesn't subscribe to the international court system. That's because we make our own law, you know? We're above everybody else. But we can't hold them accountable at the same rate. You know?
Now, could you ever fake being a mail order bride? You know, pretend to be from another country, set up a translator. It's not like the guy would know. It's not like he speaks, you know, Uzbekistani or...
So what you're proposing here is that we find some fat loser.
Yeah.
And then maybe I could be your translator.
Yes.
You know, and you could just be spouting off gibberish, and I would essentially be like, you know...
Translating it?
Flirting with the guy for you. You know, and all, you'd, like, wink at him and smile and spout off a whole bunch of, like, clicks and whistles.
Exactly.
And I would just be there to, you know, to essentially, like, come up with, oh, you're so manly and your baldness does not bother me at all, you know.
I like a man with a little extra meat on his bones.
Yeah, right? I've always liked fat, greasy guys who couldn't get women in their own country. And then, we just take a couple grand and split it down the middle or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, why not? You've got kind of a foreign look to you. We could do it.
People would buy it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you could be Polish or whatever you're supposed to be. Yeah, totally.
Let's erase this part of the conversation.
Yeah, this is will be edited out.
This is incriminating.
You're like the mail-order bride that comes to them, you know? They don't even have to go to Russia to pick you out.
No, no, no.
We could just go door-to-door. Would you like to marry this woman?
Dude, when I lived in Summit County, there was an ad that would run in the paper, like, every week for mail-order brides.
Really?
Yeah, well, because there's not a lot of women up there.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
And then the ones that are up there, I mean...
Yeah, right, those are the ones that were complaining earlier when you said that women couldn't outdrink men.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the ones that think they can, and they can't.
Well,
I've seen it.
The ones that weigh like 300 pounds, I don't want it.
You know, I wouldn't want to go up against them anyway. You're like, what, 90?
Yeah, pretty much. I remember, like, my freshman year in college, I challenged Big Eric to a drinking contest, and that was like the worst night of my life.
Yeah, God, he probably didn't even have a buzz on by the time you passed out.
I hope he did. He had like a full bottle of rum.
He's pretty funny when he gets drunk, too.
Yeah, he can be pretty entertaining. I remember that one summer, I think it was the last, or maybe it was the second year that we were living at the Wyandotte house, if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it was summer, and between, like, I don't know why, but Eric got, like, a flavor for Jim Beam, you know?
Yeah.
And so he,
like, would just buy, go out and buy, like, a handle of Jim Beam, and then he'd be chilling around, and that would, like, he wouldn't buy beer or anything, he'd just drink Jim Beam all the time. And, you know, he'd go through, like, half a liter a night, you know, like, close to. And it was so funny, because, I mean, we're all college guys, and we're all drinking and everything, and it was so funny, because for a long time, like, months on end, you could tell how drunk he was by whether he had his pants on or not. And you could even see it happening, like, right in front of you. Like, he'd be, you know, he'd have this little shot glass out, and he'd take a shot. And, okay, yeah, okay. And then four or five down the line, okay, fine. And the 11th shot was it. He would take 10 shots, and, you know, he'd be drunk and everything, but he would still have his pants on. And he'd take it that 11th shot, and he'd just get, like, done with it, and without even thinking about it, you know? It was second nature to him. His pants would just come off.
They, like, just...
It, like, sometimes, literally, I saw it before when they would just fall. And, and sometimes he would get, like, he would pull them off himself. And,
like, but... in a sexy strip show sort of way?
Sometimes.
But I use the term sexy very loosely. For those of you who do not know, Big E, the name Big E is not an ironic nickname.
No.
No.
But it was so funny. It was like perfect, you know, you could almost set your watch to it, you know? It was just like that 11th shot, and his pants would come off.
Well, that's like Bill. You know he's drunk when he lays down on the floor. Like... And it doesn't take much, you know, two martinis and the guy is, like, sprawled out on the floor with his phone open ordering DP dough. He never, like, you know, some guys, you know, they get to that point where they've had too much to drink and they're kind of belligerent and then they cause a little bit of trouble and then they pass out.
Yeah, sure. You always gotta, like, rage against the dying light.
Yeah,
to put it in a much more poetic sense than it is when you see it.
Bill's not that way. Bill goes from sober to on the floor. In two martinis flat. It's hysterical. And it's never a beer. It's never two shots of rum or anything.
It's always like martinis, huh?
Something girly. Like Hypno. He loves Hypno.
Oh, hypnotic or whatever.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah, right?
First off, that's not really something
you What is he, like a 17-year-old girl?
Yeah, he drinks like a 17-year-old girl. And he admits it. There's no, like, false pride there. There's no false sense of, you know, masculinity.
Well, that's good that he doesn't feel masculine.
He's secure enough in his masculinity to really enjoy feminine drinks. Mike's Hard Lemonade loves it. For his birthday, we invented a drink called Vanilla. And it's vanilla vodka, amaretto, and cream. You shake it all up in a martini shaker. With ice so it gets frothy.
Sure.
You strain it into a martini glass and you top it with vanilla wafer. He loves it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanilla vodka, though. Ugh. That's horrible.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Your boyfriend. I don't know.
He's not the manliest man on the block, that's for sure. But he's nice.
He has a cute little face. I'll give him that.
It's like a thumbprint.
It is kind
of. I always tell him it's like a thumbprint.
Oh, man. He has one of those faces that it's just recognizable, too. Like, I don't know. Whenever I look at Bill, I see, like, 10 other people combined into one.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never noticed that before.
I think it's, like, a combination. Like, you know, he has, like, a moderately proportioned face, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have one overarching feature that you look at
That's
and remember.
True. That is true. He's got a gigantic head.
He does have a big head,
especially
like tiny little body.
Yeah, his body. Well, because he was like 2 months premature.
Okay.
Yeah, and I always wonder if that's part of why his body is so disproportionate. Because he's got these really long arms and these really short legs and this gigantic head. Like he looks like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah, kind of, but like a tiny.
Yeah, but like a little one.
He's like the least intimidating guy I think I've ever met.
I know. I think that's why I like him so much. Because again, like there's no ego there. And that's not to say that, you know, he hates himself and doesn't have any pride at all. But there's no...
Yeah, there's no macho-ness at all. You know, where most guys would
get stuck in some sort of like, oh, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've ever get... I mean, he rarely talks anyways, but it's never about that.
He talks all the time when depending on who's in the group. He can actually be really loud, which I know is surprising. You wouldn't think that Bill would be loud.
No.
But no, he's actually had cops called on him for noise violations for actually quoting Forrest Gump. You know the part when he's like shouting at Jenny, telling her that she should come back to Alabama. In his old apartment where the walls, you know, are tissue paper, basically. He had these, like, methed out neighbors downstairs. Just this, like, you couldn't tell if they were in their late 40s or early 60s.
Sure.
Based on, like, how many hard drugs they had done.
Probably, like, late 20s.
They were older than that. Like, but, like, nasty, like, Witch of the West sort of appearance.
Sure.
And they were all drinking one night. And, of course, you know, Bill kept repeating, Alabama! And it got so bad that these downstairs neighbors actually called the police.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. These people were awful.
The only time I ever got a noise violation, I guess it wasn't me, it was a party I was at, right?
Yeah.
And it was like a get-together more than a party, you know, it was like 10 people, and it was probably like a Thursday night.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but, you know, we were all like, what, 20 or 19 or something, like sophomores in college, and it was Edward 40 Hands night, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So everybody had their 40s, you know, duct taped on their hands there. And I think I was, like, third to finish or something like that. And everybody's, like, struggling to pee with, like, one bottle on and one bottle off or something. And so everybody, like, there aren't a lot of people there, but everybody's just wasted, you know? And so... So I hear this knock on the door, and I'm sitting and talking to somebody right next to the door, and so I just open it up expecting to see another partygoer. Mm-hmm. And it's the cops, and so I just shut the door, right? Like, that's the easiest way to make the problem go away. It's just, and it wasn't like a polite, like, oh, excuse me.
Really well to that sort
of thing. You know, it was more like a open the door and then, like, see them, and then, like, you know, my eyes got all buggy, I'm sure, and I just, like, slammed the door.
They're gone.
And then I went up to Eric, because it was Eric's house. And I went up to Eric, and I said, Eric, there's somebody at the door for you. And then I just, like, ran out the back.
What happened to Eric?
He was pissed off at me. That's what happened to him.
Did he get in trouble?
Well, I got a noise violation.
Oh, yeah. If they can hear you from the street, they write you up.
Yeah. So, and I mean, all of us were underage, so they could have got us a lot worse.
Yeah. No, cops here are actually pretty lenient about that sort of thing.
I wanted to talk about how Hillary's fat now.
But she was always a little bit on the husky side. It's not like she was, you know, ever perfectly... felt to be good.
That's true. But, I mean, do you think that now that she's a little bit, you know, like, pudgy, you know, that Bill's still attracted to her? I mean, it was come and go there for a while, but, I mean...
I don't think he was ever attracted to her. Ooh, bring me one, too.
Okay. I mean, like, he had a hard enough time being faithful when she was moderately attractive. For a woman her age, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, not like she's going to be on this cover of Sports Illustrated or anything, but...
Way to rip off my joke. Thank you, sir.
But yeah, I mean, like, now, Bill has shown that he can get more attractive women already. Like, why doesn't he just dump her ass now? I think that Monica was the only one who was ugly enough to come out with it.
Is she...
Because there was that other woman, right? She was a little bit more attractive.
Which one? Jennifer Flowers?
I don't know. I don't remember her name. She was blonde.
It's been a long time since anyone's really referenced his infidelity.
I don't know, though. I mean, because it just used to be the national dialogue of, you know, will she stay with him, you know? And now I think it's will he stay with her.
Yeah, now that she's
Who likes girl. Fat girls? Nobody.
Some people.
All right, some people.
My ex. Right before we broke up, I got on his computer to use it. And the last URL he had been to was, like, chubbygirls.com or something like that. It was really appalling.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Luke, to this day, remember he, like, borrowed my computer once, like, freshman year or something like that, you know? And I had, like, a laptop, and he was like, hey, let me search, you know, whatever. So he goes to type something on the internet, and it starts with a B. And he sees that I searched Google for black girls.
Really?
Yep.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Well.
But I should have.
Yeah, you really should have.
Skinny white guys love big, curvy black girls.
Well, I have very eclectic tastes. I'll take black girls or Asian girls.
Non-discerning.
Yeah, right? I think all women are attractive. Except for the non-attractive ones. They're quite
a few. What type is absolutely not your type?
Like, as far as looks go?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, if you could find, like, one stereotype.
That is just, like, not me.
Yeah. You can't say fat girls, because that's cheating.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Not to say that all... Like, I've been attracted to some girls that would be considered heavy set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not too... But, on the... I don't know. Like, one thing I don't like is when a girl just, like, clearly... I don't really like high-maintenance girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that they're unattractive, but that's just not who I get along with in general.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, girls that really are extremely concerned about their looks, because then that... I mean, then they become extremely concerned about... And then they just become anal about a lot of things, I think. I like laid-back people in general. But, I also don't like women who just, like, don't care for themselves at all, you know? Who, like, I don't mind women who, like, don't straighten their hair or anything, you know? Who, like,
mm-hmm.
don't put product... But I don't like girls who don't shower, you know? You just look at him and it's like... I don't mind girls who have natural-looking hair, but I also don't like girls who have, like, greasy mounds of crap on their head, you know? Or, like, yeah, you know, you gotta shower and take care of yourself.
So, minimum to get with Nate.
Yeah, minimum to get with Nate. Shower every other day.
You hear that, ladies?
I've got high standards, I know. No wonder I don't have anybody. Oh, puppy. It'll lead in right into the puppy. I don't know.
I was expecting something a little bit more specific. Because I've met a lot of women that you have not been into. And it seems like... There must be... They all shower.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Like
well, I
more
mean...
more than that.
Historically, I don't know. I don't think it's because I'm not attracted to blondes. Because I am attracted to blondes. But I have only... Like, since I was, like, age 16, the only women I've dated have all been brunettes.
Hmm.
Like, the only women I've...
Is it because blondes won't have you?
It could
they
be.
They can do better?
I think that maybe there's, like, maybe some personality stereotyping that goes along or something. I don't know. I really don't
know.
In
which direction? They look at you and think that you're a nerd?
Possibly.
Look at them and think that they're stupid.
I don't know. I really don't know. I've been attracted to blondes. I've hit on blondes and it hasn't worked. I don't recall any blondes hitting on me. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm a nerd.
Maybe you wear glasses.
Brunettes are just more into nerdy types.
I know you're a guy. You probably don't remember this game. But are you familiar with... I think it's called, Dream Phone.
Dream Phone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my sister totally played that game.
Yes. And, like, you know, you draw cards or whatever, and you dial all these boys, and you're trying to find who your secret admirer is.
Yeah, and it's like, is it one of these 20 attractive men?
Yeah, except one of them is the nerdy guy. And, like, on the box, it's got, you know, your slacker, stoner, snowboarder, and you're like, is it Jimmy? And then you've got, like, your slime ball.
Weren't, like, 15 of them, like, jocks, though?
Oh, like, the majority of them were jocks. But I'm talking about, like, the pictures on the box. And then one of them is, like, your perfect Prince Charming in the tuxedo, oily, unctuous kind of sleaze bucket. And they're like, ooh, is it, you know, Ted? And then there's a picture of a guy, and honestly, he's just wearing glasses. You know, it's just a regular-looking guy with glasses. And the caption under him is, oh, no, not him. You know, as though the guy with glasses is just somehow so repulsive And he's a really attractive guy in glasses, but my God.
So, like, this game, you're saying, is why Freddie Prinze Jr. got movie deals.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
It's the idea that you can take off somebody's glasses and automatically they become attractive.
Exactly. Or you put glasses on somebody and they automatically become hideous to the world.
Yeah. Like, this is Superman right here.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. This is Clark Kent, who, what's her name, Lois Lane, is not even interested in.
As soon as he takes off his glasses.
Yeah, right? Then he's the Man of Steel. And who doesn't want a Man of Steel?
Yeah, there's a prejudice against wearing glasses in this country. And Dream Phone just perpetuates that. But I just love that the caption for this guy is, oh no!
Oh no, not him!
So yeah, no, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it could be, successful. You know, maybe everybody that I'm trying to date that is a blonde, you know, grew up with Dream Phone.
That's actually incredibly likely.
Yeah, right.
My cousin's blonde, she had Dream Phone.
See, there you go. And all the brunettes that I knew, you know, just never had it, you know,
we
they were
unpopular
for
the guy with glasses.
As kids.
We're nerds. We like nerds.
Yeah, right? If nothing else, I make money and have a puppy. I should have a girlfriend, but I don't.
And you don't sound remotely bitter about that at all.
Valentine's Day was only a month ago, Deanne. I'm still recovering.
Did you sit in here playing all by myself?
I totally did. No, I actually... I don't even remember. I think I, like...
Everybody hurts.
Yeah. I, like, didn't even realize that it was Valentine's Day. That's how disconnected I am from the whole thing. I turned on to, like, the TV or something, and there was, like, a lovelorn episode of something, and I was like, why is this on? You know? Oh!
You want to hear what an asshole I am? So, like, Valentine's Day, Bill and I don't really do Valentine's Day. Like, we don't... Like, why should you be nice one day a year? You should just be nice every day of the year.
Uh-huh.
But he did make dinner. Or at least he was planning on making dinner. But when he told me what it was, I just couldn't get excited about it. He was going to make mushroom sandwiches. And when I think Valentine's Day, the last entree, I think, is mushroom sandwiches.
Yeah, you're complaining about stinky farts now.
Right?
Good God.
Exactly. So I ended up going to the grocery store and buying a whole new meal.
Fettuccine Alfredo or something?
Well, close. It actually was fettuccine Alfredo.
See?
But I made my own cream sauce, and I put sun-dried tomato in it, sprinkled it with goat cheese, a little bit of basil. It was really good.
See?
Rosemary.
That's definitely a good meal right there.
It was a really good meal. Yeah?
But I think that, like, you know, maybe, like, the female gender does kind of the same thing, you know, where they just, like, assume that guys always want sex.
It doesn't have to be sex. It can really be any sort of ego flattery.
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying, like, sex in a general sense here.
You say that, like...
But, like...
You don't.
Oh, no, I totally do. But, like, the assumption there is that, like, my dog will do pretty much anything for a treat, right? He doesn't want to go outside. I throw a treat outside and he goes.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea is that a female will... you know, use her womanly wiles to get a guy to do something that he doesn't want to do just because there's the hint of sexuality there.
Yeah, or the possibility that maybe.
Yeah, right? And I don't know. I think that's, you know, a little disingenuous.
Well, yeah, but how else am I supposed to get, you know, presents or favors or all the things that I need?
Well, you know, deserving them in the first right is pretty much past you, so, yeah.
It doesn't matter whether
really...
or not you deserve them. You can deserve, you know, all the best in the world. That doesn't mean a guy's going to give it to you until you make him think that maybe he'll get something in return. I'm sorry if that sounds...
Well, I think if you deserve it, he's already gotten something in return.
Well, he has, but he's generally not aware of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. Kindness? Meals?
Meals?
Meals.
Like making meals?
Yeah.
Okay. See? I think that those things guys are generally aware of.
They're aware while they're eating them, but they don't typically, you know, remember it the next day.
No. All right, I see what you're saying.
And it's not like a guy is going to go out of his way to do a favor for a meal. He's not homeless, usually.
Well, that's good.
Men think they're entitled to those sorts of things. To those, you know, standard domestic privileges. But sex, you know, that's the treat.
Yeah. All right. I don't know.
That's the extra.
I think that's one of those things that, like, Jamie and I disagree on. Is that she, like, has a couple times when we've been hanging out, she has this, like, idea of, like, oh, you know, like, hey, Nate, why don't you go do this for us? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, what, you're just not going to do it? No.
She's not going to sleep with you.
I know. And not only that, that, but I really wouldn't, even if she, like, you know, even if I...
Oh, no, women I wouldn't really want it. Their sexual currency, their sexual value. You know, they think... Every woman thinks that because she has a vagina, that you automatically want what she's got to offer.
Yeah, right? Like, a vagina in and of itself is a goal.
Yeah, exactly. And it... You know, the types of favors that you get in return for your vagina really correspond to what your body and face look like.
Yeah.
You know, it's... There's a formula.
Sex isn't fun if you know you like the feeling on the penis itself is not that interesting. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, I mean like there are plenty of times where it's just like, no, you know what? I'd just rather go home and masturbate. That's
my
easier.
My hand is more attractive than your face and body.
Yeah, right. I can look at something halfway decent on the internet.
Exactly.
Thank God for the internet. Otherwise, I probably would have made a whole bunch of mistakes and have a few kids by now. But no.
Thank God for attractive women having sex online.
Yeah, right? Thank God for morally destitute women.
Without fathers. If men always stayed with their wives, we wouldn't have porn stars.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that earlier on today. Like the family type that a porn star would come out of. Like, because, you know, there's that one decision, and I mean, maybe there are plenty of decisions leading up to it, but every, you know, porn star, when she turns 18 or whatever, decides, okay, I'm going to go have sex on camera, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get paid for this. Why not? And so they move out of, you know, Utah or Montana or whatever, like, small town, whatever, and they go to L.A. because that's, I assume, where porn is, and I bet they assume that too.
Well, there's one guy that like drove around in a van and filmed porns in the back of his van.
Where? In LA or here?
I don't know.
Well,
he seemed to be in a lot of different locations.
Are you saying this because you saw it online?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the Bang Bus?
I didn't really register the name.
Okay.
It could have been the Bang Bus.
It was pretty funny. There was this one website and it was, I don't know, it like... I just know of it by reputation more than anything because I saw one of their videos and it was not very, I don't know, attractive to me. But it was the premise was that this guy would just drive around in his van and like he and his buddy would go around and one of them would have a camera and the other one, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they'd just like see a girl on the side of the street and be like, hey, girl, want to come for a ride? And, you know, of course the girl is like, yes, I do. I need a ride. You know, and then, hey, why don't you, you know.
Take off your top.
Yeah, suck some dick for your ride or something like that. And of course, you know, like, it's obviously set up.
Yeah.
You know, this clearly does not happen on a daily basis, but...
Like, the girls are way too attractive.
Yeah, like, I mean...
And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of ugly porn stars. You know, and not that they're fat, necessarily.
But the ugly ones still have tons of makeup on, you know?
Yeah, so that
and,
helps.
And, like, you would not see a girl like this walking down the road.
No, no.
And especially one that would be like, yeah, I'll just, you know, have sex with you right now while your friend has a camera. For no reason.
Yeah.
You know, clearly. But anyways, so my other friend was always making the joke that he drove a Kia Rio. So we were going to make the website bangrio.com. Instead of driving around in this, like, Escalade or whatever, it would just be a Kia Rio. We'd pick up chicks at Colorado State. And...
Or Colfax.
Yeah, right? Anywhere in Colorado, really. It's.
Ooh, go to Colorado Springs. You get all those super Christian girls that are really looking to get back at your parents.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, the only, like, women that actually stay in Colorado Springs for any appreciable amount of time are still either A, like, living with their parents, or B,
like
living with their 19-year-old husbands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that Colorado Springs is exactly the meat market that it's made out to be.
No, there's plenty of young brides that, you know, married too early and are looking to get back at their repressive male influences.
That's probably true, but their husbands are probably one of those.
Their husbands are probably in the military. Yeah, and yeah, they'll shoot you.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not cheating on
their husbands. Well, they're in the Air Force. They probably couldn't fire a gun, so...
That's probably true.
You know,
the Air Force.
Yeah. They're pretty good at, you know, paper pushing. And, you know, I bet they've had to take all the way up through, like, algebra. So...
Algebra. Really?
Geometry?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. I took algebra before I took geometry.
I had a boyfriend in the Air Force who had a 10th grade education.
See, there you go.
Yeah. He got his good enough degree. And he's at DU now.
Hey!
Hey!
Getting a, what, degree in business administration or something?
I don't know, probably.
I thought you had a boy. Was this the one who lactated?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. I was gonna say, I thought you had one that lactated. But if this is that one, then there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear you lactated, Andrew. That's a little weird.
No, you had pierced nipples and, like... Granted, by the time we started dating, he'd taken the little piercings out, but he still had this weird milky white discharge. Also, he had three nipples.
Weird. Did he pierce all three?
No, just the two main ones.
Aw, that would have been funny if he pierced the third one, too.
That's what I said.
What?
But he didn't really make jokes about his third nipple.
Where was it? Was it, like, just directly below?
No, it was, like, right here.
What? That's, like, down for all of you people out there. That's, like... At the bottom of his rib cage.
Yeah, it was a really bizarre place, and it honestly, like, I wouldn't...
Are you sure it wasn't a mole?
Well, that's what I thought. I would have thought it was a mole if he hadn't said, this is my third nipple. Because, and I guess it's not totally uncommon. I guess a lot of people develop a third nipple in the womb. And if you looked at it, like, it was a little bit different than a mole, I guess.
Did it have, like, little areola on it?
No, it was really small. It wasn't, like, fully formed or anything. It wasn't, like, a full-on nipple. But,
did it, like, have a little bump, you know, like, nipples
oh, yeah.
have the little middle bump?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever that's called, the nipple, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it have hair? I don't know, like,
it's
most guys have some hair around their nipples.
Oh, he was totally hairless.
Okay.
He had no hair on his chest whatsoever.
I thought, you know, given his personality, he might shave or something. Do you think he shaved his third nipple hair?
I don't think he could have grown hair on his chest if he tried.
Oh, okay.
Even if he, you know... washed his body with Miracle-Gro, he wouldn't have been able to
grow
any chest hair.
No.
No.
Oh, well. At least he lactated. I'd like to think that since
we could have made ice cream out of his breast milk.
Yeah, right? You.
That's all you have to say. You.
What else can I say? That's disgusting.
There wouldn't have been enough to really make a full cone of ice cream. You know, he would just, like, squeeze it and a little bit of white stuff would come out. It would take, like, you know, 100 years to really get enough breast.
How did he discover that?
I don't know.
Did he, was he just, like, squeezing his nipples one day, like, normal?
I have no idea. Because he showed it to me, you know, when we first started dating. Which...
Wait, how old? You were, like, 19 or something, right?
Yeah.
So this kid's 19, and he already knows that he lactates.
To be fair, it probably wasn't actually lactation. I'm sure it's just some weird nipple pus that happens when you pierce your nipples. So let this be a lesson to all you kids out there. If you don't want to have nipple pus, don't pierce your nipples.
That's really, like, because, I mean, it doesn't happen with ears, right? Or anything else, like...
No.
Like, I've never seen anybody, like, squeeze their tongue and see residual tongue pus
came out. I had my nose pierced when I was 19. I don't have any, like, nose pus.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That seems a little odd.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to, like,
maybe he just squeezed them all the time, like... You know, I hear, like, if you can, like, induce lactation by pretending like there's supposed to be something there.
Well, whatever it was, he could squeeze his nipples and weird white milky stuff would come out. I don't want to assume what it might have been.
That's just, all right, well.
Ugh, you want to hear something disgusting?
What?
My cat gets sexually aroused by food.
I think this should be our new topic. We had kind of a downtime there while we're peeing. All right, so, and now we're back. Deanne has just put forth the proposition that animals really have disgusting genitalia.
No, they do, and my cat, first off, he's a fatty. He's in much better shape now because I really limit what he can eat.
Well, wasn't he like 20 pounds or something?
He
like
was
that?
17 pounds 17. At one point.
Okay.
He's thinner than that now, and actually, the last time
we went to the vet. He's not an overly like long cat either.
No, but he's big. Like, he's got really, and I'm not just saying this, I mean, he's really got a thick frame, big
sure.
bones.
Uh-huh.
But no, for a long time, he was really fat. But no, last time we were at the vet, we were complimented
Ooh,
on his shape,
nice.
On his fitness. He's a couch potato, but he eats a lot less now because his diet has been significantly restricted.
Yeah.
But no, that's why he does tricks, because he's a fat boy at heart. And so if you tempt him with food, he will do pretty much anything. And he's smart enough to learn those tricks really quickly. More quickly than any dog I've ever had. But he just wants as much food as he can get. But no, he gets sexually excited at the prospect of eating. And if you taunt him, he starts purring really heavily. And like, he starts breathing really hard. It's really uncomfortable.
He gets a little, you know, a little cat red rocket there.
He does. And I mean, he's fixed, and it's not like he has anything else to get excited about. But like, you bring out food at dinner time, and ooh, his whole body like twitches, it shakes with, you know, like a little meth addict.
Wow.
Waiting for a hit. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Does he ever like try and hump you to get food?
No. But he's definitely aroused.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I've never like, I don't know, I guess I've always just trained myself to be sexually aroused by women or whatever. I've needed a lot of training.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But, you know,
but
that's
his balls
thing.
Are
like,
chopped
you
off.
You see, like, dogs that, yeah, like, fixed animals will sometimes, you know, like, if somebody has a toy or somebody comes over or
yeah,
something
like they
like
have
that,
to find a different outlet, right?
Yeah, they'll totally just, you know, they'll get aroused there. And, you know, it's just that they're really excited.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I can get excited about a lot of things without getting a hard on.
No, there's these treats called Temptations. And I'm sure that they're not intended to be tempting in the sense that Ward is treating them as. But if you bring out a bag of Temptations, he will get a little fixed kitty nubby boner.
That's...
Yeah.
I like how you held up your fingers.
Yeah, I know. I know, I wish you guys could see. Like, it's like a little chestnut.
That's weird.
What arouses your dog?
So far, I don't really know. I mean, he's so young.
Aside from porn.
I've never seen him with like a, you know, a raging
a red rocket.
Or anything. Every once in a while, like, he'll get excited about like just playtime in general, you know, like chasing stuff or whatever.
Probably a little young. I don't know if he can get boners yet.
Yeah, and it'll like peek out, but that's about it.
When we were kids, I had this hamster, and his name was Chum, and, what?
I thought you said Chump for a second.
Oh, no. That would have been funnier. No, his name was Chum, and my cousins brought their hamster, Crystal, out, or maybe it was Amber or Crystal, whatever.
Is she a
stripper name.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
They brought their female hamster out, regardless, and we let them play together.
She had a pole instead of a wheel.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it. They're playing on the bed, and all the kids are watching, and like, oh, ha-ha, they're wrestling. And my mom and my aunt are sitting there, and they're just laughing hysterically. Oh, yeah. They're wrestling.
Just the way your daddy wrestled me last night.
And they let us watch. You know, they let us, like, you know, sit there and watch this wrestling happen. They didn't say a word. Not, oh no, we better get Chum off of Amber. yeah. pistol or whatever. And then they let it all happen, and then, you know, Chum kind of got bored with the game.
Yeah.
You know, he was done. And we put him away, and a couple weeks later, Crystal was pregnant, or Amber was pregnant, or whatever the fuck. Stripper was pregnant.
Little Chum Crystals.
Yeah, Tristals. Chambers.
Chambers.
Yeah. And then she ate all the babies.
Aww.
Yeah, that was the sad ending to that story.
Some mammals can be so cruel.
I know. But I just thought it was awful that, like, you know, my mom would let this happen. Wouldn't say, oh, whoa, we better separate those guys.
What are you going to do?
I guess.
And also, like, I don't know. I think that, like, kids have some weird, like, it's one of those things where you don't see it until you see it, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, if I had seen that when I was, like, a kid's age, you know, 8 or 10 or whatever, I would have never thought, oh, you know, they're doing it. I would.
We didn't think that. We thought they were wrestling.
Yeah, exactly, right? But, like, same thing, like, when I went to the zoo as a kid, I never once was like, look at those masturbating monkeys. That is disgusting, you know? But now that's all I do is I sit outside the monkey tree and watch them masturbate.
That's something entirely different than what I'm talking about right now. We're
going to edit this.
Wow.
But, you know, like you immediately see it, you know? You're just like, wow, those monkeys are masturbating. But I never saw that when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was just like, ha-ha, they're monkeys. You know?
Playing with themselves. I do that. Not me, but you. That was my impression of you. I don't have a penis. For all of you listeners out there. No penis here. Never was, never will be. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to you watching movies.
Now we have to edit out more, Ian.
Well, you said it's all you ever do.
Well, totally. Like, I'm surprised I'm not at the zoo right now.
We had to make this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Priorities.
Plus, I don't think the zoo is open on Sunday.
Oh, shit. Never gonna live that one down.
It's recorded, too.
Yeah, I know, right? Now when we send this to all of our friends, they'll know.
Oh, we can't cut this out. Like, that's the best part.
Oh, shit.
All right. Do you want to call it a day and, like, wrap this up? And
yeah, I guess so.
See if we can edit this down into something listenable.
All right. Well, for all you guys listening, Sarah, we know it's you.
Yeah. And only you.
Yeah, pretty much. So, thanks for sticking out. What is it? We're just over 2 hours now.
Yeah, we're going to cut it down to like 30 minutes.
We're going to cut it down, so it's probably going to be like 20 minutes by the time we're done. But
thanks for listening, Sarah. We love you. You're amazing.
Yep. Wait for the next episode a week from today. And adios. Where's my mouse? There it is.